Hello and welcome to They Thought I Was You, the podcast where we re-examine Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's careers through a modern-day feminist lens. I'm Lani Harms. I'm a writer-actor.
I'm Becca Roth. I'm a writer-director.
And we are still not back.
We're not back. We are not here.
This is now the second episode that we have done after our season two has ended in anticipation of our season three coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So this is not officially back, but we had to come back. We simply cannot quit you.
We can't stay away. I don't know about you, but first of all, I just need to say I am on a lot of weird medicine right now. So I just like need, and I'm like having a surgery tomorrow. So I just need everyone to know that's what's up with me, because I just need you to know that I'm usually.
Becca, you sound amazing right now.
Like thank you.
The difference that between you pre-record,
I'm able to go on. But you see, it's taking me a little longer to retrieve my words.
I see. You're like me, because I always have a problem with word retrieval.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good at saying the words I'm trying to say. But I don't know that I'm as good as I usually am at this juncture.
Yeah, but you really have perked up a lot just
thank
from
you.
When we started recording. I
thank
am very
you.
Impressed.
Thank you so much. Thank
I don't
you
think
so
anyone
much.
Would even notice.
Well, good. Then never mind.
Okay. All right. So, but the reason why we came back here to say a little hi before we're officially back for season three is because we had an incredible listener and someone who contacted us on Instagram, who follows us on Instagram, who you should also follow, Olsen Sisters France, an amazing Olsen fan account that we love. And if you're listening to this because you love the Olsen twins, which I'm pretty sure is the reason why you're listening to this, then you'll also love her account. So she reached out to us and said that she found in her old folders, our little digital collections, a treasure that in 2006, Mary-Kate and Ashley had their own podcast.
Which is insane. Lani, when you texted me this, I was like, that's not correct.
No way.
Like, I didn't even follow... think podcasts existed back then.
Exactly. It doesn't follow history of podcasts.
No. And I was like, where are you listening to these podcasts? Like, who are they for? What are they even? What is a podcast in 2006? I looked it up and apparently they started in like 2003 and then they gained popularity in 2004.
Oh.
And then this came out in 2006.
And so they were just ahead of a trend, or I guess kind of catching a trend, but like
I think they were on the ahead part of it, because I don't think it was like I never listened to podcasts. Like I knew I've heard of it, and I remember at the time I was like, it was like pod because it was like iPod. It was like for your iPod, and so it was like a broadcast for your iPod.
Oh, that's why they're called podcasts?
I think so. I'm pretty sure, because they rhyme with broadcast and they're for your iPod.
That just recently got discontinued.
Yes, exactly.
So, Apple just announced that they are discontinuing their iPod.
Yes.
So this is actually incredibly timely.
I know. So then, of course, we had to come back.
We had to come back and break the news. Mary-Kate and Ashley began the history of podcasts back in 2006.
Yes.
And we're ahead of a trend, being amazing little entrepreneurs that they are.
As always.
As always. And so just to be clear, they did not host this podcast. They were just simply they were on it. They were interviewed on it, and they also had their names on it. It was the Mary-Kate and Ashley website podcast.
Yeah. And the weird thing about it, well, the couple things that are weird about it. One is that it's like a monthly podcast that's just like hosted on their website, I guess. I'm dying to know like
more
numbers
and
like tuning in. And also, yeah, it's weird because it was the Mary-Kate and Ashley podcast, but they were like two of six guests. Like, it wasn't, like, about them. It was also about High School Musical, and it was also about the Sprouts.
Yes. Well, spoiler alert, we are going to play the podcast for you.
That's what this episode is, basically, is, like, us providing this podcast for you. And we felt like instead of just uploading this podcast to our page, we should talk to you
give a little bit of context.
About it. Yeah.
Yes, tell you what's about to happen. And it was, yeah, brilliant. Honestly, we are still looking for more information about how this podcast existed and what its life was and who out there knew about it and who out there listened to it.
Yeah.
It was really pretty brilliant. Like, interviewing the people from High School Musical and the Sprouse twins, like, is very all within people who were interested in Mary-Kate and Ashley, their interest spheres.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing, too, is, like, this was 2006, so they were 20 years old. Like, they were turning 20.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
So it's, like, I didn't realize that, like, their brand continued in this way into, like, their college years. Like, the way that it's presented is, like, it might as well be 2002. Like, it's, like, just, like, classic Mary-Kate and Ashley tween vibes. And maybe they included the Sprouts and the High School Musical to, like, kind of keep in that tween audience, kind of. Because now they're, like, these 20-year-olds in New York, and they're smoking and whatever.
Paparazzi is catching them with lattes and cigarettes left and right.
Yeah.
But you do know the history of Mary-Kate and Ashley and the Sprouts.
Yeah.
They did have a partnership with them, which was probably why they had them on the podcast to promote that, because they were trying to do what Mary-Kate and Ashley did as tweens with Cole and Dylan Sprouse, which is what was happening around this time. And they are promoting their magazine.
Right. Oh, my God.
Which is basically them trying to do the Mary-Kate and Ashley magazine, but for boys.
Yeah.
So this is just a little slice of history. What
were they managed by Robert Thorne, I wonder? Because I know that with Hilary Duff, he tried to do the Olsen treatment with them, with her.
Well, this is definitely post-Robert Thorne, especially for Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Well, right. So they probably wouldn't be doing anything with someone who's managed by him currently, actually,
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know the details, but, like, from the vibes we've caught, that doesn't seem like that would be in their interests.
Yeah, it sounds like they, like, really cut ties.
Yeah. And also the Sprouses were a little younger than I think.
Right.
You know, like Hilary Duff was only a couple years younger than them, so he really just caught them as Mary-Kate and Ashley were ready to head out the door with him.
Right, yeah.
Sense. Again, we haven't gotten here in our timeline yet.
No, we're not here at all. We don't know anything yet.
But we were just too excited that Mary-Kate and Ashley had a podcast, and we needed to share it with you, especially while we are sitting here getting ready for season three. So
also, we really miss you guys so much. Yeah. And, like, I don't know about you, but, like, I every week look forward to recording and, like, having it come out. Like, I love that so much. And so, even though this is, like, a little episode lit, or mini-sode, as they call it, I am happy to be here.
I'm happy, too. I'm very happy to be here. I can't wait to get back in the groove with you.
Me, too. Okay, well, here it is. Enjoy.
All right. Enjoy. And also all the things, you know, follow us on Instagram at They Thought It Was You, TikTok at That Was You. Follow Becca at Becca Roth. That's Roth with a T-H, not an S.
Follow Lanny at Lanny Harms.
Yay. Okay, enjoy this little slice of 2006.
Bye.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the MaryKateAndAshley.com podcast for June 2006. I'm Trish Nelson, your host, and this month we're celebrating Mary-Kate and Ashley's birthdays, and we've got some really cool Q&As for you, from Dylan and Cole Sprouse to some of the gang from High School Musical to sit-downs with Mary-Kate and Ashley themselves. So let's begin. Our first stop is Beverly Hills, California, where we recently had the chance to sit down with Zac Efron and Vanessa Ann Hudgens of, what else, High School Musical. Tell us about your strangest fan encounter.
I think fans singing to us.
No. Yeah, it's amazing. Fans, you know, actually we were hanging out one time and a group of kids behind us just broke out into song.
Yeah, and they
just
started
like
singing,
we would in the movie.
And
they started singing, and they knew all the words and the dance moves and everything. And yeah, those are always interesting. And every once in a while, you get someone who's just starving to meet you. So it's really fun.
How did you get chosen for the part?
It was a whole audition.
Yeah, it's a regular audition process with a twist. We did it sort of with like a Broadway style audition would be, with the piano, rehearsal pianist, and a big mirrored room. When they called back tons of kids for each role, and we had to slowly, as you advance through the different stages, they would send kids home that weren't performing at their best, and
like your own little American Idol.
Thing. Exactly,
yeah. It was nerve-wracking.
Miniature. Yeah, it was very nerve-wracking. We got paired up at the very beginning, and we did almost everything together.
So did you sing and dance?
I started freaking out. I was so unprepared. So I made it a little hard on her. She had to take over most of the
He was cute, though.
Stuff.
Whenever we'd sing and we'd go into the casting office, I'd sing, and then he'd mess up, and he goes, don't worry, she's great.
I had to keep saying that. I had to keep saying that because, she was fantastic, but I felt like I was just screwing up.
What's your dream project?
I want there to be another West Side Story, and I want to be Maria.
Oh.
Wow.
Yep.
Gosh, I have no idea. I want to keep working. I think that's my main goal.
It's always a fun time with Zach and Vanessa. But now on to our lunch with Dylan and Cole Sprouse. I'm sitting here with Dylan and Cole Sprouse at their favorite Japanese noodle house. Delicious, huh?
Delicious.
So guys, tell me about Sprouse Bros Code Magazine.
Sprouse Bros Code Magazine will be a magazine with just about anything that guys like. Doesn't matter who you are, we'll have something that will appeal to you. There's skating, surfing, sports galore. There's technology, funny jokes, tons of stuff to do in the magazine. We'll also have pranks that you can play, but we can't tell you too much other stuff because we want you guys to see for yourselves.
When is it going to be on your stands?
It'll be in newsstands July 18th, everyone, so put that day on your calendar, because that's when some cool stuff will come out, you understand?
Dylan?
Which onsen are you most like?
Well, I am most like Ashley. And I know you're probably thinking, oh yeah, yeah, that's just like the Frost Boys to say the same thing, but it's not. I am actually almost exactly like Ashley. And it was freaky because when Cole and I walked in the room and saw Mary-Kate and Ashley, we were like, whoa, it's like copies of us except older and girls. And pretty. Hey. Also, it happens like all the time, and it's really weird, but Cole and I will say the same things like at the same time. But when we met Mary-Kate and Ashley, we all four of us said something at the same time, and it was so weird. It was twin telepathy, I'm telling you, twin telepathy.
I think it only happened once, but I do think it did happen.
It was a strong feeling, a very strong feeling.
Which Olsen are you most like?
I am more like Mary-Kate.
And why is that?
It's just, when I saw Mary-Kate, I was like, hey, you seem like me. No, it's just, our personalities are really alike, and we like similar colors, stuff like that. We have same interests, too.
And what's that favorite color now? I know it changes every now and then.
It's black.
What's your favorite trait?
I'm sitting here with Ashley.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Just busy.
Well, it's working. Nice to have you here.
Thanks.
What kind of projects have you been working on? What have you been up to?
Well, finishing school this semester, that was basically a project in itself. Working with Dylan and Cole, which has been really fun, and meeting with them and seeing their likes and dislikes and what they want to do and the kind of projects that they're into has been really interesting and fun, and just working with things like that.
And talking about Dylan and Cole Sprouse,
yes.
Do you more closely identify with one of them, one of the brothers, than others? The other?
It's so funny. I think I can relate to both of them, but in the sense that Dylan, I think, is more like me. I'm not sure, but it's funny because I can identify with both of them because I can see my sister in Cole, so it's very funny.
How are you going to spend your summer?
Working. I'm going to take a little vacation. I'm going back and forth from New York a lot still for some work, and hopefully get to enjoy the beach. I don't know. We'll see. But mainly working and reading scripts and doing that sort of thing.
Any movies you're looking forward to, or concerts?
Hopefully the Pearl Jam concert. What else? Oh, the movie Accepted. I think it's going to be really funny. Marie Antoinette, but I'm not sure exactly when it comes out, but I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And your favorite vacation spots? Do you prefer the beach, or do you like cold weather places?
For the summer, I love going to the beach, no matter where it is, as long as it's beautiful weather and there's ocean and sun and the sand and privacy. And in the winter, I like to go skiing, so in the snow.
Not snowboarding?
Not snowboarding. I'm not a very good snowboarder. I wish I could say I was. I know how to surf, but not snowboard, which is kind of bizarre. But
what about travel? You're traveling a lot between New York and L.A. Does that take a toll on you ever?
No, it's not really. I'm just used to it, and I actually love to fly, which is quite bizarre. I get a lot of work done on the plane, because there's a lot of distractions going back and forth, so I can get a lot of work done on the plane, and I sleep, which is nice, too. You have your alone time. So not really. I actually enjoy it, and I love going from New York to L.A., and when I get sick of either place, I can just travel on back, so it's nice.
Do you have a favorite, New York, L.A.?
Not really. L.A. is really mellow, and obviously my company's here, and a lot of people I work with are here, so I get a lot more work done here, and I don't really go out. I'm just very mellow here. And in New York, it's just different. You know, there's a lot of inspiration, and you go out, you go with your friends and have a good time. So it's just a completely different lifestyle. But I like both of them a lot.
Tell us what your guilty pleasure is.
I would have to say Top Chef. Definitely rooting for Harold.
Do you cook?
I am learning how to cook right now. I know how to make certain things, but I definitely, that's one of the things that I really am interested in learning.
What would be your dream meal to be able to make?
To make?
Or just dish, is like a pot roast or like a really good pasta or...
I'd love to make like the perfect steak, because it's hard. The perfect steak is definitely hard. So I'd love to make like a perfect steak, and I'd love to learn how to cook or make sushi. That seems very difficult, but I'd like that because I eat sushi so much anyway. It'd be nice to make my own.
Of course. Is there one person who you'd like to work with in movies or in life? It doesn't have to be an actor.
Well, actor-wise, I'd love to work with Bill Murray. I think he's just a genius and so funny. And I'd also, still kind of in the movie world, I'd like to work with someone like Tim Burton or Ron Howard. They're just so talented, and they make beautiful movies.
Do you watch a lot of movies?
I do, probably not as much as I should, but I do. I think, it's very interesting to see and, see people grow and, just the different sort of, movies that people are making and the different characters. It's just interesting.
It's just always interesting to ask an actor, can you watch a movie? as just a regular spectator? Are you always thinking about performance and breaking it down? And
I mean, sometimes it's a little more difficult depending on the movie, but most of the time, yeah, I like to watch good movies. So most of the time, there's no real critique, you know, process going on other than, God, I want to work with that person. They're so amazing.
Cool. Well, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank
and we can't
you
wait
so
till
much.
Next podcast.
Yes. I hope you guys stick around and listen to the next one that comes along in the podcast.
How have you been?
I've been very well. I'm excited because I'm going on vacation soon. So
cool.
I can't wait for that.
So you're a fashion icon. What do you think is a must-have item for the summer?
Well, I love Brigitte Bardot. So I would say high 70s jean shorts. Wear it with a bathing suit top or a tank top, heels, barefoot. I would say that would be a must-have.
Is she sort of your inspiration, Bardot?
It depends what kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes it's Brigitte Bardot, and sometimes it's some crazy rock star or something gone wrong.
Cool. What do you think is going to be hot for the fall?
I would say bloomers. Bloomers under a dress, bloomers alone. I would say bloomers would be a must-have.
Where do you get your fashion inspiration? I mean, it seems like you put an outfit together on your own. You get inspiration from somewhere, and some designer somewhere is thinking the same thing, or they're like, oh my God, that's great.
Well, the thing is I rarely read fashion magazines. Sometimes I'll pick up a French or Italian Vogue or, you know, a random magazine here or there, but I really just go with what I feel.
Do you think that's the important thing about fashion? To just go with what you feel?
I mean, some people need direction, some people don't. Either people love my outfits or they hate them. And if I like them, then that's all I really care about.
There you go. Okay. So what have you been working on lately?
Well, I've been crazy busy just auditioning and reading scripts and traveling, designing. It's been hectic, but it's been really nice. I can't wait for vacation.
What do you have the most fun doing? Is just designing just at the top of your list?
I think the best part of being me would be having the option to design one day, audition the next day, travel somewhere the day after that. It's all just a matter of what I feel like doing that day or that moment, and it's a nice feeling. But I also worked my entire childhood to be able to do that today, so.
So who would you say, which Sprouse are you most like?
Maybe I would say Cole. What did he say?
He said Mary Kate.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, we had a connection.
I think you guys have a definite connection. And how are you going to spend your summer? Are there any movies that you're going to looking forward to seeing, or is it just travel and beach?
I think I'll be traveling with friends and anywhere the sun is. Be laying there.
Your beach baby?
I'm a beach baby during the summer. I can be.
Do you have a favorite movie musical?
I would say Cabaret, Singing in the Rain, and there's so many out there, it's hard to just choose one or two, but I grew up watching musicals.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Probably television shows like Lost, Top Chef, America's Next Top Model, Project Runway. You get hooked.
Do you get disappointed? You know, I know.
I do. Sometimes I'm watching, you know, I'll be watching a show and I'll call my friend up and go, I'm never watching this show again. Just because, you know, sometimes I'm more for someone else.
What do you think the deal is on Lost?
I have no idea. But whatever it is, it's fantastic.
Who's the one person or people you'd like to work with?
I mean, there are so many talented people out there. I would say anyone from Wes Anderson to Johnny Depp to Bill Murray, Meryl Streep. There's so many talented people, but hopefully one day I'll be able to work with them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's our show. Thanks to Dylan and Cole, Vanessa and Zach, and happy birthday to Mary-Kate and Ashley. Look for Sprouse Brothers Code magazine on newsstands next month, the High School Musical Encore Edition DVDs in stores now, and jewelry and accessories from the Mary-Kate and Ashley brand at a Claire's store near you. I'm Trish Nelson, and I'll talk to you next month. Until next time.
You're art.